Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On down to the town hall, Melbourne Town Hall, Simon.
You Joy, are having a bit of a shimmy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for Joy's 21st birthday in the Yarra Room, the Melbourne Town Hall, celebrating fun of 21 years, Fiona. 21 years.
Yes, we've been broadcasting a long time now.
A long time.
A long time.
It's also World AIDS Day today.
It is.
And with us in the back seat here in the Yarra Room is a man who has been doing a lot of work with the people who live with HIV and AIDS within Melbourne and Victoria. One of the founders of Straight Arrows, it's Peter Davis. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Look, Peter, can you tell us about Straight Arrows? What is Straight Arrows?
Back in the early 90s, I was on the program management committee for people living with HIV and AIDS, which is the peak body representing HIV positive people in Victoria. It's now called Positive Living Victoria. And there were about 3 to 4 members on the committee who came and spoke to me, our 3 guys who were in heterosexual relationships at the time. And they had met with a social worker at the Alfred Hospital, and she put forward the idea of forming a support group for heterosexuals living with HIV. Because there were no support services at all at that time. And so we just started with volunteers, and we were given a room in the Alfred Hospital. And the group's still going strong. In the 2000s, we expanded our membership base to include women as well living with HIV. And we've got around 600 members now. And some of the main functions of the group is each year we have a very well-known camp called Camp Seaside, and that's for lots and lots of kids and families living with HIV. We had it down at Phillip Island this year. Just lots of fun, more just like relaxation and a break for the parents and the kids to socialise. And our workers also at Straight Arrows, they get out into the hospital clinics and they represent heterosexuals living with HIV to the peak bodies such as government, and also working together with Positive Living Victoria. Yeah.
It's quite we hear a lot about those living with HIV and AIDS within the LGBTIQ communities. Yeah. And we often forget about our straight allies who have those same things, those issues around the same.
Yeah, well, globally it's very much a heterosexual disease. You know, Australia had, in the 90s, I remember going to the AIDS Impact Conference that had the highest rate of HIV infection attributable to male-to-male sexual contact. Mm-hmm. And it was the fact that our gay community was so proactive education that curtailed the spread out into the straight population. So we're very lucky to live in this country where we had such a great response from the gay community, and we have such a great health system. But unfortunately, last year, 23% of new infections could be heterosexual, infections. So it is spreading out into the straight community gradually. Yeah.
And with the males, is there a bit of stigma around? Because I remember when HIV first came out, it was very much outing people, particularly males, because that was disclosing their sexuality.
Yeah. Yeah.
With straight men, is there a bit of a stigma around, will people assume that I'm gay?
We in our group, we have, I guess, a general attitude that sexuality can be fluid, but as long our members sort of identify predominantly as heterosexual, they are heterosexual at the moment in their lives or most of their lives, so they would call themselves straight, heterosexual people. So we have a rule that we don't ask people how they caught it and that sort of thing, because that's where stigma can come up, we respect that privacy, but we respect the fact that they identify as heterosexual, and that's what our group represents. And I can say inside the group, I don't see any stigma at all. It's right. more about just getting together and socialising, because it can be a very isolating position to be heterosexual, to be straight and living with HIV. So I think the guys just really appreciate having a place where they can just get together and meet other people in the same situation. And particularly the camps, you know, like you'll just see heaps of kids running around and playing and the adults, you know, getting to know each other.
It sounds like it's one of those things we often forget. You know, it's one of those aspects that we often forget about.
Yeah.
And it's great that you have that support base for those, for everyone, you know, everyone who's affected by HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of immigrants coming into the country, you know, who may be HIV positive sometimes. You know, we're able to give them the first support and access to services, the first step meeting our group, you know, sometimes. Yeah.
Look, it's a fascinating. If we had more time, I wish we could chat more. But Peter, thank you very much for coming in. Straight Arrows is the organisation.
Yep.
Thank you for being part of our 21st birthday and also commemorating World AIDS Day right here, live, loud and proud from the Yarra Room at Melbourne Town Hall. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.